Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at Toby's.
My name is Mark Minnick, and I am the director and choreographer of Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville.
Yes, and it will be at Toby's Dinner Theater, the wonderful Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia, Maryland, now through August 20th. So get your tickets now. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate you.
Okay, cool. So give us a little bit. Obviously, we know it's all Jimmy Buffett tunes.
Yes.
Yeah. Give me your, before we get to the show at all, give me your first, encounter with Jimmy Buffett. Did you just grow up listening to it, drinking margaritas? Was it like the soundtrack of your summer life, all, in your life personally?
You know, for me, no, actually. I came to Jimmy Buffett later in life. And it actually was, our bartender here, his name's Sean Kettering. He's actually in the show. He's a huge Buffett fan. And I didn't really lock into Buffett music till about 5 years ago.
Wow.
The tour of this show, Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, came to the National Theater. And he said, oh, you got to see it, man. I love Jimmy Buffett. It'll be great for our theater. And I was like, really, you think? I said, okay, well, let me go check it out. So I went to the National, I saw it. I said, you know, this show is zany and fun. The music is great. The audience loved it. And I said, you know what? I think this is perfect for our theater. And our intimate in the round setting is going to make it even better. The story is, it is an original musical theater piece. It is not just a jukebox musical of Jimmy Buffett music. It's, as a typical musical theater story, two gals go and spend a bachelorette weekend at the Margaritaville Hotel and Resort Bar. And then they meet a handsome singer and a bartender. And well, the rest is what musicals are made of. And it takes off from there. There's chaos. There's a volcano on the island that erupts, and we don't know how we're going to solve that problem. So his music actually fits in such a fun, zany way. And it's brilliantly done. It is clever. It is heartwarming. We're having a great time.
So your bartender was the parrot head, not you at first. You were
that is convert. Correct.
It's
that
funny
is
you,
correct.
It's funny you mentioned that the National Theater show in, 2019, because Jimmy Buffett himself came to promote that. And I interviewed him there at National Theater for that. And so quick plug, check that convo out in our archives, folks.
And you know what? When he comes to town, like when this toured all over the country, if he was nearby, he would show up at the performances. And I thought for sure, I said, we're doing this summer. If he is at Meriwether, he is going to walk over here. He will show up, although he's not on the Meriwether schedule this year, so people will have to come to Toby's to get their Buffett fix.
Yeah, you never know where he might pop in, though.
Hopefully he does pop up.
But I did want to mention that version at National Theater, the first time it played down here, because I'm curious. So you were sitting in the audience, and so as you said you weren't like a big fan, but as it's sort of washing over you, pun not intended, when you're in the seat, and are you sitting there being like, wait a minute, I know that song. I know that song. Wait a minute, I know all these songs. You just didn't think you were a fan, but you probably heard them everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, I think there's a difference between knowing and liking his songs,
right,
and being
right,
a fan,
right, right,
and a true parrot head,
Right.
To me, yes, I knew Cheeseburger in Paradise. Everyone's like, do you know Volcano? I'm like, do I? And the minute they go, I don't know, I'm like, yeah, I know Volcano. And of course, One Particular Harbor. There is so much music that I did know, but some of the music in this show I wasn't aware of, or I had never heard before. There's a song called He Went to Paris, where it talks in this show, it talks about one of the characters' lives. It's the old guy who sits at the end of the bar drinking his life away. And you just think he's a beach bum. But then you find out this man has lived a life.
Yeah.
And they learn that through this song. And it's one of the most beautiful moments in the show. That's like, I'm like, okay, well, I love Cheeseburger in Paradise, but this song is really stunning. And I've got a true appreciation for his music since I started, of course, working on this and digging in deeper.
Right. There's the fun, more fluffy stuff like Cheeseburger in Paradise. But then mm-hmm. like you're saying there's the deeper ones like He Went to Paris. Or
yeah. Yeah.
My wife's favorite is Come Monday, It'll Be All Right. Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah. That one in this show, that is about, one of the girls on the bachelorette weekend and the bartender who, oh, they're trying their best not to go there. And come Monday, everything will be fine. We'll be off this beach and woohoo. So it's really, They did such a good job. It is so funny and so fun.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blow. You mentioned that. I guess that's the big act two kickoff number. But what are some of the other ones? I assume like Fins to the Left, Fins to the Right. That's in the show too, right?
Yeah. So we have License to Chill opens the show. And then Fins, of course, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, his great Alan Jackson duet from a couple years ago. Yeah.
The Coconut Telegraph. Come Monday, Margaritaville. Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Son of a Sailor.
Son of a Sailor. Yes. Which is beautiful. Our lighting designer. We have more lights in this building right now than we have ever had. I walked in. I said, oh, my Lord, David. We just closed Grease, right? And it was a sold-out run of Grease. And I'm predicting a sold-out run of this. So I hope people get their tickets quickly. But we just changed over this week in the past few days from Rydell High, Grease, to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville Hotel and Bar. I walked in, I said, oh my gosh, this theater is popping. It truly felt like we're on this island resort. He has the palm trees in the corner surrounding a volcano. The bar is there. And I said, more lights than we have ever had. It looks incredible. I said, we are ready for fun, son, and a few margaritas.
You answered my next question. I was going to ask about how it's all visually staged, but you already described the palm trees and everything. So that's great.
It's beautiful. You walk in the lobby, and of course, our lobby is always themed. And then you walk in the room, and like I said, the palm trees, the parrots, the lights, like I said, more lights than I've ever seen. I said, oh my gosh, we're going to blow a circuit in this whole building. But the tech rehearsals have been beautiful, and he keeps adding and refining. It's just really, it's beautiful. Awesome. He's been up for a couple of Helen Hayes Awards for his lighting, and I think this one could be another one because it's truly stunning.
Fantastic. And then, of course, I know another highlight every show you do, there's always you try to bring in some, you know, themed drinks and food because it is, you know, it is a Toby's Dinner Theater. There's a buffet. But I would imagine this show probably more than others is a much more natural, you know, it's more conducive for, you know, you have it's almost right. It almost writes itself with tropical drinks and foods, right?
Well, you're going to have margarita pasta. You're going to have cheeseburger casserole. The bar is going to, we are featuring his beer, Landshark Lager. And then we're going to have a lot of specialty margaritas that are in the take-home. So Toby's and Margaritaville souvenir glass, the 5 o'clock somewhere, the One Particular Harbor. They're like strawberry mango margaritas. It's the bar menu is great. The glass is lovely. Like I said, we're featuring his beer, and the buffet is all themed towards the show. It's going to be really something special.
Awesome. And I think, I don't know if you said it, but why don't you just dish on the cast a little bit, you know, who plays our Tully and everybody.
Yeah. Well, Tully and Rachel are being performed by Patrick Gover and Kathleen West. Kathleen is new to us, and Patrick has just been in Ghost, Rocky, and Grease, to name a few. And they're great fun. They're having a lovely time. Their chemistry is wonderful, and they have beautiful voices. They're doing great justice to the Buffett tunes.
Man.
And then it's filled with a bunch of Toby's regulars that we always love to see on stage here. You know, if you love musical comedy, you're going to love Escape to Margaritaville. It's humorous, heartwarming, zany. If you're a parrot head who loves Buffett music, then it's a no-brainer, and you don't want to miss Escape to Margaritaville.
And that takes some versatility to go from Eye of the Tiger to Grease Lightning to Margaritaville. You know, that's changing some hats, baby.
It is. And Patrick is a really talented guy. He does play the guitar, so we have that going for him. And he's got just such a winning charm. He's a charming guy on and off the stage. And the audience is just, he's very appealing. They go right to him.
Awesome.
Pulls him right in.
I have tons to work with. Thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. Let's end with talk directly to our listeners and tell them, you know, if you know, maybe you have to work this summer and you can't get away to an island vacation, then, you know, this is what you got to do is you come in here and it's going to feel like you have a tropical escape for a couple hours.
Jason, I'm saying fins up for the musical of the summer. Well, I do want to say again that the music will be playing, the drinks will be flowing, a great time will be had by all. And I'm predicting a sellout, so people should get their tickets now. They can either call our box office directly or they can visit Ticketmaster.com. And those are the only two places to get tickets. And I will say some people have called actually saying, oh, I want tickets to Jimmy Buffett. And we go, now, you know, it's Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, not Jimmy Buffett. Oh.
Oh, they so think sure the guy know, he's coming?
Yeah. I'm like, you're not getting Jimmy Buffett for buffet and show at $79, friends. But a lot of people have thought, oh, they're seeing Jimmy Buffett. It's Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, an original musical comedy that features all of his greatest tunes.
Right. Well, the name is actually pretty perfect. I don't know why it was hiding in plain sight, but it's a buffet. Mm-hmm. It's a Jimmy Buffett.
Well, there's a joke about that in the show, too. She says, oh, I even fixed my famous breakfast buffet for you. I think you mean buffet. No, I think you're thinking of the singer. It's just there's just so much in
That's
there
great.
You know, looking for your lost shaker of salt, yeah. Pop top, sponge cake, it's all thrown in the script. If you know, you know.
Are people allowed to wear flip-flops, or if are they gonna blow out if they are, tell them, you know, warn them not to blow out their flip-flop on the pop top.
Don't out the flip-flop. Listen, we're telling everybody, put on your flip-flops and your Hawaiian shirts and come out for the musical party of the summer.
Awesome. Again, it is Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, the Broadway musical that is now at Toby's Dinner Theater. It's now through August 20th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much, Mark. It's always so much fun chatting.
Jason, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting the arts and live theater. It's important. It matters. And thank you.
And we will keep it going every single show you've got coming up, my friend. Take it easy.
Amen. Amen. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.